Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. A Houston immigration attorney is facing federal charges accused of defrauding clients seeking help with work visas and immigration status. The Justice Department says 44-year-old Ala Novieski accepted payments from clients but allegedly never submitted their applications or only submitted them in part. Prosecutors also say she provided fake documents and case numbers to make clients believe their applications were being processed. Novieski is charged with mail fraud and making false statements. If convicted, she could face up to 20 years in federal prison. A grand jury has decided not to take action against a Galveston police officer who shot and killed 47-year-old Randy Martin during a routine traffic stop in May. Martin's family has now filed a special motion to see body camera footage from the shooting. That way, they can make a decision on whether they want to pursue a lawsuit. Aldeberto Ruiz is the attorney representing Martin's family.
If we discover that there are issues that need to be represented to the grand jury to call for these charges to be brought against Officer Nino after we get to see the facts and information in the video, we're well prepared to do that.
The officer involved in the shooting was Joshua Nino de Guzman. Ruiz says Martin's family will have a private viewing of the footage later this month. Yesterday, Harris County Attorney Abby Kamen announced at a press conference that her office is moving forward with efforts to combat title theft. It's the theft of people's homes through fraud, deception, misrepresentation, and forgery. Kiata Wade described her family's ordeal.
Earlier this year, we were contacted by an attorney in this office who informed us that they were investigating fraud that included the home of my grandmother, who has been deceased for several years. Apparently, the people who did this forged my grandmother's signature and transferred the title to someone who is a fictional person made up for this fraud.
The county attorney's office has identified and is moving to